And I see him by the mailbox. His hand is down his trousers. He is looking for a stamp to send off for an autograph. He winks at me as I ride by on my bicycle. I'm a little skeeved out, but it's just Miles' title. Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey Pinky Man, you're gonna have to turn those lights way down. Hey everyone, it's Miles.
Pinky Man. Hey Pinky. Man.
Hey, you pinky swear? You pinky swear, Bob?
My pinky's swearing because it's damaged. Like, God
my imagination. Whoa!
Gonna pinky swear.
I can make my pinky see.
Nobody else hurts like my pinky bee.
That epic cat scratched me. Right. I got fecal. He's got fecal. I got fecal. He's got fecal. In me.
That's right. Stuffed in this wound. That bastard is going to kill me.
Dude, I'm gonna kill you, Fluffy.
We're all musical tonight. Woo.
I know, we're just singing fools, man.
Said
gonna make you see. Oh, what plausible did to me? Yeah.
Anyway, hey everybody.
She did it.
Oh my goodness. Hey, you're in a good mood tonight. Holy moly, jeez.
I am. I'm pumped up.
Somebody had a good weekend.
It was a great weekend.
I got my refill on Cialis.
It's on backwards.
Nobody was home.
Yeah, no one was home, so
I took care of business.
Had my own cat adventures.
That's right. Cat couldn't scratch it.
Mm-mm. That's
what I'm saying. Wow. That was like from Cocoon. Didn't Wilford Brimley say something? I'm so hard a cat couldn't scratch it.
That was your favorite scene in the movie, you fool.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of movies, I watched a great one this weekend that I think you should check out. I think that this would be highly enjoyable for you.
Was it Caligula?
No, it wasn't Caligula. You could have seen that. This is a new movie, 2024, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, 2024.
Did it have Sidney Sweeney in it?
No, but...
I'm not watching it.
What is her name? Riley Keough. Riley Keough. I think that's her name. And Jesse Eisenberg, who I know you love Jesse Eisenberg, so...
I'm more of
Vince Vaughn kind of guy.
Oh my gosh, Michael Cera.
More Michael Cera than Jesse Eisenberg. Gotcha.
Yeah, Michael Cera brings it. You know,
yeah, he's chocolate donut. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's cool.
Well, I'm sorry, it was Jesse Eisenberg and Riley Keough. But anyway, you're gonna laugh when I tell you what the name of it was. But who's Riley Keough? She is Lisa Marie Presley's daughter.
Oh.
Elvis's granddaughter, yes.
Well, I'd be old enough to be her dad then.
That was, and you asked me who Sydney who was in this?
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, how old is she compared?
She's like 43 or something.
Oh yeah, I don't think so.
Double D, yeah.
Oh my right. God. Go ahead. Anyway, here's the name of the movie. It's called Sasquatch Sunset. Have you heard of it?
No, it sounds like a hard pass on that. Okay.
Yeah, no, you would love it. And if you don't want any spoilers, which I'm sure there's nobody who really gives a crap, but
yeah.
I watched this over the weekend because we got Showtime or something, you know. And so I'm like, oh, I'll watch something. And there was this new movie called Sasquatch Sunset. And I'm like, oh, I've read about this. I'm going to watch it Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching it, and it's about this family of Sasquatches living in the woods, played by a little person to be the child, and then Riley Keough, Jesse Eisenberg, they're all dressed up as Sasquatches. There's no dialogue in this movie other than grunts and ooh-ooh and stuff like that. I'm serious. So
that sounds like a hard no.
Yeah, I know. I'm watching it. I've been watching it for maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. My wife comes down. She's like, what's this shit?
Yes, I agree with your wife 100% already. Yes.
She's like, what is it? What shit are you watching? I'm like, well, we just got this Showtime, and I had this in my watch list because I heard about it, and it's free there. So we're already paying for it, mm-hmm. so I want to watch it. And she's like, you watch the stupidest fucking shit.
I would agree, yeah. I would 100%
agree. And so then she sits down, you know, because we're like old, you know, we're old people. We sit next to each other. And she sits down in her recliner, and she's doing, you know, reading or what have you. And I'm watching this movie, and it literally is like a nature film with no narration where these people are dressed up as Sasquatches. And so then I'm like, and they really did a good job. I mean, they don't look, the costumes are good, but they're not great. You know what I mean? But, and so then there's another guy who's really tall, who I can't remember his name, the actor, but he's in it too. And he starts screwing the female Sasquatch.
Oh god!
So then my wife's like, "What is this?
You're a pervert!"
And I go, "Well, apparently it's like a nature thing." And she's like, "This is just there's a Sasquatch penis."
Oh!
I'm like, "It's like a nature film." She's like, "No, it's not like a nature film. This is disgusting."
Oh my god, it's
and
horrible.
And so then I'm like, well, I'm invested. I said I'm going to watch it. I've got nothing to do.
Oh my god.
So this whole thing, I mean, this thing is like, you know, it's 90 minutes. Not the screwing, but the movie.
Wow, I was going to say, that's like tantric Sasquatch.
So then, it's hilarious. It's really quite funny movie. These people totally, Jesse Eisenberg and them, totally committed to being Sasquatches.
I mean, besides the rape scene, it's completely...
Well, it wasn't rape. It was Sasquatch consensual, I'm assuming. He kind of made some noises. She assumed the position on all fours, and he went to town. So then
this is messed up, man.
Well, that's what she kept saying. And so then later, you know, he wants, you know, they do some, they're eating leaves or, you know, building stick structures, and then every once in a while they hit a tree, kind of like the Sasquatch shows do, where they hit a tree and they go ooh, you know, and make noises. And then he wants to do it again, and then she doesn't want to have anything to do with him. So the whole fight goes on, and the big guy goes off, and he finds like a mulberry bush or something that's fermenting, and he gets drunk on the mulberries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's got it all. And then,
I guess. Jeez.
And then he wanders off and eats a psychedelic mushroom. And then he tries to screw a cougar, and it kills him.
Was that Kim Cattrall?
No, not a cougar. It was a real cougar, an actual cougar.
Yeah.
In a cave, and mm-hmm. she's like, and then of course they show the Sasquatch penis again, and my wife is all upset because now his Sasquatch is trying to screw the cougar. They did not show the Sasquatch screwing the cougar, just so you know. Spoilers. This is all spoilers. In case you...
You know, I want to give a huge apology to the people that made Human Centipede, which I refuse to watch because it sounds bizarre, disgusting.
Well, the worst part is then the woman,
right now.
The woman and the baby find the dead big Sasquatch with the cougar eating its guts.
Mm.
I mean, this has got everything. It's got life. It's got death. They throw poop at a bird. It's got, from, you know, soup to nuts, this movie has got it all. Whenever I finished it, which it goes on and on, I could go through the whole plot, but they encounter a campsite. It's a whole thing. They totally, whoever made this, totally committed to the idea. I mean, totally. There's Sasquatch breasts. There's the whole thing. But yeah, my wife was so angry with me. The whole time.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say at this point.
She kept telling me, why aren't you turning this off? And I'm like, I want to see the end of it. I want to see what happens to this Sasquatch family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was part of my weekend, was watching.
You're into some stuff, man. I didn't think that, man, you are.
It was like an H. If you would watch, you know, like Discovery Channel, nothing on there wasn't what you'd see in Discovery Channel. Well, maybe not the psychedelic mushrooms and the cougar, but you know.
You're into some stuff. So you got everyone fooled. But yeah, when the truth comes out, I'm like, this guy's into some stuff.
It's a legitimate movie. Look at
it. It's legit, man.
This isn't your, you know, tattooed penis dragon thing that you sent me one time.
Well, one time, but yeah. Well, that was a guy's real tattoo, though.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to see that. I didn't want to see that. You're just sending me stuff. Anyway, it's a movie. It's a legitimate Hollywood movie.
That's not the worst thing I ever sent you.
That's true. I don't even want to talk about that.
That's not the most horrible thing I've ever seen.
No, that's not the most horrible thing.
I mean, it might be in the top three, but it's not the...
You know, you're trying to put this on me. I'm just saying, you much worse.
You know, I don't often agree with your wife, but I'm going to... Yeah, I'm definitely on Mrs. Lament's side on this one.
She was so angry with me watching this movie. She eventually left, and then I just watched the rest of it myself.
Ew.
Yeah. But no dialogue. No words were ever spoken. Just grunts and whoops. I'm like, what? You ever see Clan of the Cave Bear? You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Except it was Sasquatches and, you know.
Were the Sasquatches London Bridging at any point?
No, there was just the one.
There was no London
the
Bridging.
One
no.
sex scene. That was it. It was very, very, very marital in nature. She did have a baby, and they showed that, which was really quite something.
Mm.
Yeah, having a Sasquatch baby born. Like, you know, it was you know, just like if you watched a bear give him birth or something.
Yeah, just, wow, what I wanted to see. Man, it's really...
Yeah, anyway, it was... You know, it's one of those things where I watched it, and I'm like, you know... Maybe I shouldn't have watched that, but now that I have, it's not so bad.
He sneaks off with his box of tissues.
Like, yeah, no box of tissues. Come on,
this got me going a little bit. I'll be honest with you.
I like a hair. Got a hair on their arms.
Yeah.
So yeah, Sasquatch Sunset, folks. In case you're really, really J.T. bored Walsh. And you want to get like wigged out about a nature documentary,
No, it's not gonna happen. It's not
and my
happening.
Wife kept saying, how do they know Sasquatches do this? I go, I don't know. Monkeys do this. They throw poop and they, you know, fornicate. They're just taking the monkey and it's upsized.
I'm sorry. Hey, Sasquatch hangs dumb, man.
You know, on the internet for a long time was the monkey that pissed in his own mouth. Remember that?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, you watched that? Good. Sure, yeah. No problem that's showing nature. That. Hey, did you see that's this monkey? Nature. He pisses in his that's own nature. Mouth. Well, this is that's this nature. Was like if as if Sasquatches were real. This is what they're yeah, doing.
I didn't watch it in front of my grandparents or something like you, you weirdo. Jesus. No one's
grandparents here.
Freaking weirdo. God.
Anyway, that was my weekend, and now my wife thinks less of me. So.
Yeah, I hope you're sleeping in the garage or something, man. That is just...
sleeping in the garage.
Gosh.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah. I'm not spending our last $100 on autographs. That would be you, so.
Yeah. Hey, screw you, man.
Ooh, I hit a nerve with that one. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Well, what's going on? Anything? You go no, to I don't want to stay. Signing?
Now you're a jerk. Now you're a jerk.
Oh,
you're
please. A jerk. Give me a break.
Well.
I know you don't spend your last $100 on autographs. I was just joking. Come on.
It was a horrible freaking weekend.
Oh, really?
It was. I didn't
you
get to watch.
Should have stayed home and watched the Sasquatch movie. You've been happier.
Yeah, had I known, shit, I would have. Yeah,
we could have done a group. You know, a group watch or whatever they do, where you watch.
Yeah, like a video time. Thing. Like we'd all be like, "Hey,
look at that Sasquatch getting it on."
Bow,
chicka, bow,
yeah.
Bow,
bow. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah, really. It's a terrible weekend. I'm sorry to hear that.
Saturday was horrible. Mm-hmm. I went outside with my dogs, and there's this outside chair that when my son and I, you know, as we go out, not together, but, you know, just singly to watch these dogs play with them and stuff, we'll sit in this chair.
Okay.
And so I like, well, I'm just going to, you know, check my email and stuff, and the dogs can do what dogs do. And
that's almost like your own nature documentary right there.
Pretty much, yeah. So I like, okay, well, a nice, quiet Saturday morning. What could go wrong? I sit in the chair. The back leg gives out.
Oh, reality jumps out and bites you.
Yeah, down goes Frazier, man. Like, oh, no. This is like the fourth time in like over a year I have fallen.
Oh,
right?
My goodness.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, fuck. That, you know, because there's no heroic, like, I'm just going to, you know, John Wick it out of here and, you know, MacGyver myself. You know, there's none of that.
You can't even John Wick it off the toilet. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm just at that age now. I'm like, you know, brace, you know. And, like, everyone's like, well, you were on the grass, right? I'm like, no, I was on the cement patio when this happened.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did you hit your head? Right.
No, I somehow lifted up my big pumpkin head before it hit.
Yeah, because you got a big fucking head, that's for sure.
Maybe if I would have, you know, thrown away the phone and tried to catch myself, I don't know. Right?
I'm just visualizing this, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, a big 300-pound guy, you know, trying to, you know, surf, you know, stuff. And go down
buck,
hard.
Buck number
hard.
One.
Hard go down hard.
Uh-huh.
And so now I'm all like, I'm even more screwed up physically than I was before.
Oh,
I got
you,
up.
I mean, you hurt yourself. How tall was this chair?
I was sore. My whole right side took the brunt of this. Like my fat, I just don't have enough fat on me to absorb it. You know, I was like, oh no,
man, not on your ass. At least if you fell on your stomach, you'd be fine.
Yeah, my tuckies, I know.
Yeah.
But if I fell on my belly, I just would have bounced up. Like,
yeah, it would have just been like, it would have been like one of those boxing things for the kids, you know, like a Weeble.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Weeble's wobble. I know, yeah, right? So exactly. I deal with that Saturday. I'm like, oh. I didn't do anything Saturday because I was just like, I'm too crippled. I can't do it.
It fell on my right? ass. You're lucky that leg didn't go up there. You know what I mean? Found it.
Yeah, I know. I know, yeah.
You would have felt like a Sasquatch.
I know. I've been in my own Sasquatch movie, like, ng-gah, ng-gah, ng-gah. And so that was Saturday. So Sunday rolls around. And, you know, due to my infirmary, I was not able to, help out with my chores.
Any excuse for you, I swear to God.
That I love doing, as you know. And so really not much got done Saturday. So yeah, Sunday.
I can only imagine. This is like a weekly occurrence. Ugh.
Sunday's like the catch-up day, you know. I was like, okay. Mm. So we are, you know, being rich, we ordered our food to be picked up. You know, we're rich.
You DoorDash, did you?
No, I mean our groceries. I mean where we go.
Your groceries, yeah.
Yeah, we have other people pick them up.
And right, we, yeah. You just go throw it in the, slock it into the back of the truckster and take off.
Basically, yeah. You know, like, okay, just put them in the back of the Pinto and we'll be all right.
The Pinto. My Pinto wagon, yeah.
My son volunteers to go. He's like, I'll go. I mean, this is like, you know, like Sunday morning, you know, right? Mm-hmm. And so I know, like, there's, like, every dish we have is dirty. Like, countertop things full, counters are just, you know.
Well, the number one dishwasher washer's out of commission.
Yes. Well, that's a different story. Yes, the dishwasher. Yeah. Well, yeah, right, yeah.
You were out of commission.
Yeah, no, I know. So, you know.
I gotta lay on this couch until my ass feels better.
No, I was getting recovered, but my wife's like, well, got to do it, got to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, all right. I go, listen.
It's your job. Just so monkey.
to keep the peace, I go, here. Let me do it. Let me. Do it. Right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, I'll be a nice guy. You know.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know what I get? No, you're too slow.
Oh, the too slow.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the first cut is the deepest. I'm like, wow. Baby,
I'm already incapacitated, and now this.
Wow. You can put me down 100 different ways, but when you say I do dishes too slow, you're going to.
The funny thing is, you're really fast at other things.
I've been told. My wife usually tells me that. She goes, man, that was quick.
Too fast. Geez. Can't even get it. You can't dial it in.
Hmm. Yeah. Wow. Thanks, Miles, for nothing. So I'm like, all right. Well, listen. I certainly can dry the dishes, right? Mm, right. So it's like maybe a two person thing. We're just she's knocking these things out like boom, 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 you know. And about halfway through, I forget something. She got called away. Something came up. She had to step back and do something. I forget what she was doing. And I say, I didn't say anything. I'm like, okay, because my feelings were a little bit hurt, you know, being a little sissy.
Well, you're in a perpetual state of hurt feelings here lately.
I know. As I get older, I'm worse. So I go, I will show her. I will do these so fast and efficiently, I'm going to blow her mind, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like literally going as fast as I can, like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I go, oh man, there's like a stack of like 8 plates at least sitting there. There's filthy, dirty plates. I go, I will grab all those.
8 plates? You don't even have that many people in your family.
I know. Believe me. I know. Well, here's the problem is like, I'm going to whip these into the sink and wash them in like 3 seconds. I mean, mm-hmm. So fast.
Yeah.
I go to grab them. They slip out of my hand.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they come down right on my right foot. And now there's like
the
broken.
Same foot that the side of your ass cheek hurts, right?
Yeah, my whole right side. And I'm like, oh shit, I really effed up now.
Mm-mm. Did you break a toe?
No, it didn't hit the toe, but it hit like the meaty part, you know, this nice meaty, juicy part, you know, my foot.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So
I'm assuming that your whole foot is very meaty, but okay.
Yeah, like the rest of me, I'm pretty meaty, and now there's like broken glass like all over the fucking.
Oh my God, you they broke?
Most of them, yes. I broke pretty much.
That's like your that's all your dishes.
Yeah, pretty much. I know. Now we're all paper plates from here on out.
It's like it's every dish in the house you just dropped on your foot and broke.
Yeah, I could hear that, you know, Morgan Freeman, you know, he knew at that moment he had fucked up, you know. I could hear that voice like, oh, yeah. God. Oh, God.
Randy Dufresne. Yep.
Yeah, I know. So.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we got through it. And
got the broom out. Well, were they weren't even clean.
No, they were filthy dirty. Yeah, they were filthy.
So now there's filthy plate pieces everywhere.
Yeah, filthy, filthy.
Oh, my gosh. What did you guys have, like lasagna or something the night before?
Yeah, like seven layered salad.
Stroganoff.
Stroganoff. We had stroganoff. And it was horrible. It was horrible.
Oh, my gosh. Poor guy.
Yeah. I know. I crabbed about it later. I was a little bitch later, and it was like, yeah. Oh, no.
Well, again.
I know. I didn't suck it up. I wasn't tough like Bob Lemon, all right?
I wouldn't be doing dishes. I'd be putting them in a dishwasher if I had to do them.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, we have one. It's not operational at this point.
Okay. Now it's more of just another cabinet.
Pretty much, yeah. It's just a broken down, cabinet that you can't use.
Yeah. Extra storage. Look at this. Extra storage.
So that's what I get for being a little bitch.
So are you going to get some new plates or?
Yes.
Have you started up a GoFundMe? GoFundMe for a new lawn chair and plates?
No, I'm going to go to the best
Dollar store.
Dollar store or Goodwill I can find and replace like these eight plates I broke.
That was there was some commercial on the other day. My son and I were watching, and this lady was making a spoon out of wood, and it was like some commercial for some product or something. Like I'm an artist or something, right? And we're both
was she
like,
in prison?
No, she wasn't. She was, and I'm an artist, and my son and I look at each other. I'm like, why in the world would you make a spoon when you can go to a Goodwill and get a whole set for $1?
Yeah, I was gonna say, why would you spend like 5 hours whittling?
That was
I don't.
Yeah, see, you take eight plates and turn them into nothing.
Well, yeah, I could have made it like a I could have made that into a huge mosaic, really. Oh, yeah, if they were like multicolored, I could have been like,
look, honey, look, it's the Lord Jesus on our floor.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's the Jesus. Look at it. It's the Jesus.
It's a Jesus mosaic.
Yeah. It's Jesus eating lasagna, I guess. What is it?
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I just, I don't know. It was a horrible weekend. It was a horrible weekend. It was just like.
Well, you'll recover, I think, don't you?
No, I'll bounce back.
Well, maybe not. Bounce is not the operative word there.
Yeah.